Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello and welcome back. It's Monday again, which means that it's all about you and your paranormal experiences. If this is your first time listening to Monday Mail Time, I'm Molly. I'm the producer of Paranormal Activity, and every Monday we like to dedicate a whole episode just to you guys and your experiences. If you have an experience, you can get in touch with us at contact@paranormalpod.co.uk or on WhatsApp on 075-999-27537. And this week we've got a story from Fran. She had a near-death experience as a teenager, and this is one of the first times that we've heard an experience like this on this episode. I know we have had an encounter from a paramedic who's witnessed some things whilst resuscitating people, but nothing from the person themselves, so I'm excited to dive right into this one. She writes, "Hi team, I've been a huge fan of your shows for 20 years and just wanted to tell you my story. As a young teenager, I was involved in a road accident where my heart stopped and I needed to be resuscitated. During this time, I remember feeling extremely calm and relaxed. I felt like I was lay on my back floating upward like a feather. In my mind, I could see my body laying on the ground with police and an ambulance around me. I wasn't scared at all, I just remember thinking, I don't want my mum or dad to worry about me. The next thing I remember, I was waking up in the ambulance. It was about a week later when I spoke to the policeman that I realised what I had pictured was actually correct. Since this, I've never feared death, as I felt there is definitely something after life I felt, or my spirit was going elsewhere. Fast forwarding about 6 months later to New Year's Eve, we'd had a family party and I was sleeping over. I remember being woke up by four people stood next to the bed I was sharing with my cousin, and they were smiling and telling me to wake up my cousin. My cousin wasn't waking up, and the next thing, they vanished. I never mentioned it until years later I described these people to my mum, who got out the photo albums and pointed out two of the four people. One was a soldier, which was her uncle, and the other was her cousin. These weren't pictures that I had ever seen. This is the first time I'd ever experienced anything paranormal, but it certainly hasn't been the last, with lots of spooky things, including seeing an elderly man in a church I was working at. He walked in, I smiled, said hello, and when I looked back, he'd gone. There was only one door he could have gone through, and that was locked. I could keep going on, but my point is, when I would speak to other people about spooky things that have happened, I realised that not everybody experiences these things. So my question is, do you think having a near-death experience made me more sensitive to ghosts or spirits? Sorry for the long email, but this is the first time I've actually told this story, as a lot of my friends are sceptics. Love your podcast, Fran in Manchester." Thanks so much, Fran. That's such an interesting question. I'd imagine, you know, if you've sort of passed on, your heart stopped, and what seems like your soul has left your body, then there may be that connection to the other side because you've already gone halfway there already. So I could see the logic in that. I know Yvette herself had a near-death experience. It's mentioned in, I think, the podcast with the same name, and she was in a car crash, I believe, or she was in a car and she remembers a feeling of just complete calm washing over her. And this isn't the first time that I have heard of this calmness during a time when you're close to death. So it does, like you said, Fran, it does sort of give you a peace of mind about what happens on the other side and that there is another side to go to. Going back to your question, really cool how more paranormal experience has been happening. And you're right, it doesn't happen to everyone. A lot of people don't have experiences, but really interesting how you've got more and more in touch with the paranormal after your near-death experience. So it seems like there is a logical connection there between your near-death experience and these paranormal sightings. If you do have any more paranormal experiences, please, please send them through, Fran. Keep us updated on everything. And if you want to get in touch with your paranormal experiences, like I said at the top of the episode, you can get in touch on email at contact@paranormalpod.co.uk. On our WhatsApp, that is free. Send us a voice note to 075-999-27537. And if you're not in the UK, add a +44 to that. And we're on socials, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You can get in touch with us through them. And of course, we have our Discord community too. That's over at www.paranormalpod.co.uk, where you can come join a community of paranormal lovers. And you can also find a way to get bonus episodes, which are out every Saturday, at that web address too. As for me, I'll be back here same time next week. But if you can't get enough of us, of course, Yvette will be back with the main episode on Thursday. Take care and have a wonderful week. And remember, things aren't always as they seem.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.